are different gradations to the effect, and herein lies the crux. The brain organizes its memories like a kind of hologram, it turns out. To retrieve an image, you have to recreate the exact conditions in which it was captured. In the case of a hologram, it's the lighting. In the case of the brain, it is, or can be, it turns out, the amount of alcohol sloshing around in it. Things that happen to you, or, frighteningly enough, that you yourself say or do while under the influence of alcohol, will only be recalled to your memory when you are under the influence of that exact same quantity of alcohol again. These memories are completely beyond the reach of your normal, sober mind, which is why, after some ill-advised evening out, you will be the only person who is completely unaware of some barkingly stupid remark you made to someone whose feelings you care about deeply, or even just a bit. It is only weeks, months, or, in the case of New Year's Eve, exactly a year later, that the occasion suddenly returns to your consciousness with a sickening whump, and you realize why people have been avoiding you or meeting your eyes with a glassy stare for so long. This can often result in you saying, "Jesus God!" to yourself in a loud voice and reaching for a stiff drink, which leads you up to the next point of inebriation, where, of course, fresh shocks await your pleasure. And the same is true on the way back down. There are certain memories which will only be re-triggered by revisiting exactly the same state of dehydration as the one in which the original events occurred. Hence the New Year's resolution problem, which is that you never actually remember the resolutions you made, or even where you wrote them down, until the exact same moment the following year, when you are horribly reminded of your complete failure to stick by them for more than about 7 minutes. So what is the answer to this terrible, self-perpetuating problem? Well, obviously, rigorous self-discipline. A monastic adherence to a regime of steamed vegetables, plain water, long walks, regular workouts, early nights, early mornings, and probably some kind of fragrant oils or something. But seriously, the thing we are most going to want on New Year's Day, and be desperately trying to remember how to make, is a good hangover cure, and especially one that doesn't involve diving through the ice on the Serpentine. The trouble is, we can never remember them when we want them, or even know where to find them. And the reason we can never remember them when we want them is that we heard about them when we didn't actually need them, which isn't any help, for the reasons outlined above. Nauseating images involving egg yolks and Tabasco sauce swill through your brain, but you are not really in any fit state to organize your thoughts, which is why we need urgently to organize them now while there is still time. So this is an appeal for good, effective methods of freshening up the brain on New Year's Day that don't involve actual cranial surgery. Hangover cures, please, therefore, to www.h2g2.com, and may the next 1,000 years...